25, 30 years ago, when people first started getting mobile phones, we all thought of them as a bit of a luxury because that's what they were. We were happy to get a signal at all, let alone get a signal throughout the country. Today, I think most people think of it as a utility. We expect to get a signal everywhere. It's a big part of our lives, whether as individuals or businesses. But today, also, one-fifth of our country is blighted by poor coverage.
A fifth?
A fifth of the country. We think that's unacceptable and we're determined to put an end to it. I would prefer a voluntary solution from the mobile network operators, but what the government is setting out today through this consultation and what it's saying is that we won't hesitate to take mandated action. And that's why in this consultation we've set out a number of options that could be used.
Such as?
Well, such as, well, first of all, you've just mentioned one, which is national roaming. And this is your phone today, you'll be linked to one particular network. But national roaming would mean that if you can't get a good signal from your main network, you'll be able to use one of the other networks in much the same way when you go abroad to, say, France or Italy on a holiday. Another idea is infrastructure sharing. So all the mobile operators today would separately put up their masts, and there could be a lot more done for them to share those masts, perhaps to put each other's transmitters on the same masts. And one other idea is reforming what we call virtual networks. So many people will be familiar with companies like Tesco Mobile or Virgin that offer their own phone services, but they use one of the main operators, but they're linked to just one operator. So one idea is to have a virtual network, but it allows you access to all four networks.
On what let me call it the nuclear option, on national roaming, where you just force the companies to share, and phones can hop between one company and another. What they say is, well, two things. Number one, it weakens the battery of a phone quite markedly because the phone's endlessly looking for another signal. And number two, it threatens the security. It'll actually lead to the networks themselves going down. What's your answer to that?
Well, the first thing about the experience, the mobile operator, the phone user's experience, when you go abroad on holiday, your phone roams. You get the best and the strongest signal possible because it's able to use any of the networks available in that country. And I don't think anyone who travels abroad, any Brit that's gone abroad, thinks of it as a poor experience.
But it plonks onto one service, doesn't it? And I suppose the point that they're making is that it's slightly different, that if it was national roaming, it would be endlessly looking for a different service all the time, and that would affect the battery.
It would actually stick at most times to its main network provider, but at any time when there is no signal from your main provider, it would then look for an alternative signal. And that's exactly what happens with international roaming at the moment.
And so in spite of what they're saying, we had John Cook from the Mobile Operators Association on saying it's a bad idea. It is a serious prospect, if they don't get their act together, a serious prospect that national roaming could be forced on the phone companies.
It's a serious option, but what I would point out in today's consultation, the reason it is a consultation is because we want to hear from everyone, including, of course, the mobile operators and others, and hear what they think about each option. We want to hear from others, and we want them to look at the other possible options as well.
And you've heard from the Home Secretary, according to the front page of the Times, who's concerned about the security implications of all this.
Well, the Home Secretary, like every other member of the government, fully supports this strategy that we're setting out today.
Does she have or does she not have a problem with the idea of network roaming? Because the suggestion in the Times is that she does, and it's because it would make it more difficult for criminals, particularly terrorists, to be tracked network to network. Has she written to you in those terms?
Well, the reason this is a consultation is because at this stage we want to look carefully at each solution.
Has she written to you to warn you about the potential?
I would have lots of people write to me about each one of these options, and I wouldn't get into any one of them. But it is important to say,
I think what people are going to take from that is that she probably has, and that the Times story is right, and that she is concerned.
Well, I think the important thing is that this consultation is about hearing from everyone to see what issues there may or may not be. But let me make one thing absolutely clear. When it comes to law enforcement, this government is extremely proud of its track record, and we would never do anything that would put that into jeopardy.
Sajid Javid, thank you.